What are your thoughts about combined biologic therapy, specifically bevacizumab and an EGFR inhibitor?
The combination of VEGF and EGF inhibition makes sense, particularly if you're a mouse. In patients, the data are unfortunately very limited. In colorectal cancer, there is the promising pilot study known as BOND-2. This is cetuximab, irinotecan, bevacizumab versus cetuximab and bevacizumab. The original BOND-1 study was just cetuximab alone or with irinotecan. The BOND-2 was the same design with bevacizumab in both arms. There are many problems with cross-study comparisons. There are also disclaimers on data from relatively small studies where the therapeutic regimen was very attractive, meaning that there's the potential for bias in the types of patients who would have been accrued. The study was reported by Salts, and in general, those patients seem to be similar to the types of patients that were accrued to the previous studies, although there may be other imbalances which just were not picked up. The response rates and time to progression from the double biologics were impressive. However, that's one pilot study. That justifies, plus that wonderful mouse data we mentioned, combining these drugs in clinical trials. That is why the GI intergroup's first-line study is chemo, FOLFOX, or FOLFIRI, cetuximab, bevacizumab, or both. It's also why there's the first-line PACE study, which is supported by Amgen, which is FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, bevacizumab, plus or minus panitumumab. There need to be a number of studies to address this question. There are several implications to the combination. One is that hopefully both will be more active than either alone or chemotherapy plus only one alone. What is not as clear, though, is whether or not there may be increased toxicities. It's also not clear that concurrent use is necessarily better than sequential use. That is, FOLFOX, bevacizumab, and then cetuximab, irinotecan, survival may be as good as combining all drugs up front, and then the dilemma of not being quite sure what to do, quote-unquote, afterward. Lastly, there may be pharmacoeconomic implications as well. I personally think that the pharmacoeconomics need to be discussed in terms of cost-benefit. And until we know the benefit, we don't know what the ratio is. However, the implication of combining both drugs for either long durations in second line or very long durations in first line may have very significant costs. Now, if that ends up improving patients' outcomes, improving survival significantly, converting some patients from unresectable to resectable with curative intent, then the cost may easily be justified. However, if there's really no improvement in overall survival by concurrent versus sequential use, then we may need to be more thoughtful to take into consideration these economic issues. There are a lot of very, very interesting new studies coming out for colorectal cancer, both in the adjuvant setting and in metastatic disease. There are a number of very important pilot data sets which are going to help frame what studies are going to be appropriate to conduct in the future. Now that there are so many options, I think this is a good problem, and we need to, at least in this window of time, while the data are coming in, try to keep focused on those regimens for which there's robust data, particularly where there's a survival benefit, and then to have those practice patterns change once additional data come in. The good news with multiple smaller data sets is that extrapolations, when necessary for individual patients, that is to tailor therapy either around convenience or toxicity, now are possible. And the good news is that, in general, many of the permutations which most clinicians would want to pursue are probably going to be appropriate, at least for the individual patient. However, until we're clear that one regimen is equivalent or better than this current standard, I think we need to keep things relatively driven by the current best data.